Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's topic, these are our favorite medicinal plants our ancestors used for pregnancy and female concerns. First off, we will talk about black haw. This plant has medicinal use of calming the uterus, allowing the uterine walls to relax and relieve the cramping during menstrual. And this black haw is also called cramp bark. This plant has traditional medicinal uses for the heart and the stomach and for diarrhea. It's also a fantastic remedy for relieving the discomfort of pregnancy and helping ease the cramping. Now how about some burdock root? Burdock root has great nutrient factors for pregnancy, and it's fantastic for the liver, as well as helps with the weak uterus. And that's burdock root. Chamomile flowers. This is a great way for relaxing, for reducing the stress, or you can use it in your bath. You can combine it with lavender. It's high in calcium and it's anti-inflammatory, and it's great with the digestive tract. And you can enjoy this chamomile tea throughout the entire pregnancy. Dandelion leaves and root. This is a favorite of most of society and a great benefit from our ancestors. It has a lot of medicinal qualities, and it's full of calcium and vitamin A and iron, helps with digestion as well as toning the soft muscle around the uterus. The leaves can be used as a diuretic, relieving excess water. The dandelion leaf is high with potassium. It's great for nutrition, for your bones and joints, and adds nutrition to your soft muscle. And if a woman is having high blood pressure, she can try the remedy of dandelion leaves mixed with garlic and add a few stress-decreasing activities. And this will kind of help her relieve some of that high blood pressure. You can use dandelion leaves as a tea, or you can put it on your salads. I'm going to try maybe adding some to my salads, because I eat so many salads, and I'll just throw it on there. I remember the year that I started throwing spinach on my salad. Now I just can't live without spinach on my salad or any of my sandwiches. Dandelion root is recommended for pregnant ladies and is used for digestion issues and toning the liver for natural support for the body. Fatigue it helps with. And nettle leaf as well is a fantastic quality for pregnant ladies because it holds a lot of calcium and iron and has a lot of vitamins. It's a wonderful plant and it has a lot of minerals, and it's fantastic for nourishing the uterus. This plant was a favorite of our ancestors, and it was fighting off fatigue, and it's promoting energy, and it promotes the increase of milk. It's also used for hemorrhaging during childbirth. Our Mother Earth has truly given us many gifts that we'll pass on to our next generations. And that comes from the dandelion leaves and the roots, all that support. The red raspberry leaves, that's a well-known fact for pregnancies. It's rich in vitamins and minerals. It's fantastic during the entire pregnancy, nourishing the uterine muscles, resulting in toning and assisting contractions. Raspberries enrich the production and flow of the milk. It helps your hormones balance naturally. And it's a great drink just throughout the entire pregnancy. It helps with the umbilical cord and getting nutrients to your baby. It's just excellent, excellent. Red raspberry leaves are excellent for a tea while you're pregnant. Squavine is used by our ancestors to tone and nourish the uterus, and it was often combined with raspberry leaves for a wonderful tonic. And squaweed, used as a tea for relieving pain during childbirth and for menstrual difficulties. It's also called the life root, squaweed. How about some strawberries? These strawberry leaves can be beneficial as raspberries and can be mixed as a tea with raspberries and squavine throughout the entire pregnancy. Strawberries also assist with fevers and diarrhea. And with all these herbal supports, you need to make sure that you check with your doctor and use precautions and just make sure that you're very healthy for you and your baby, and you know what you're taking into your body, and you know your limitations for stress and exercise and everything that you need just to have a healthy pregnancy. Black cohosh is both a stimulant and a relaxant, and this is used to stimulate menstruation of our moon cycle. Black cohosh is recommended during the last week of pregnancy. And so always know your contraindications. You do not want to take black cohosh while you're pregnant. This is a stimulant for menstruation. So black cohosh is recommended during the last week of pregnancy. And the benefits are to stimulate the contractions and relax the muscular walls of the uterus. And when you're not pregnant, it's fantastic for hot flashes, sweating, headaches, vertigo, ringing of the ears, heart issues. And our ancestors traditionally used for menopausal problems. And another medicinal plant is the raspberry that is really supportive for females. Just make sure that you always know what herb you're taking, why you're taking it, and what its contradictions are. Blue cohosh is considered one of the best remedies for uterine contractions and menstruation, promoting herbal plant. It can be combined with black cohosh and drink as a tea in the last week of pregnancy. Again, beneficial for when labor is a little bit longer than expected and you just want to help your baby get on out into the world with you. Motherwort. This is used during the last days of childbirth to promote contractions. Shepherd's purse combined with it, along with yarrow. It's similar to support the uterus with less hemorrhaging during childbirth. But again, only during the last months of pregnancy. How about yarrow? Yarrow can be used during the third trimester of pregnancy, and it assists with any hemorrhaging during childbirth. Do not use during the early stages of pregnancy. So with those contraindications, we've got some wonderful plants that can help you with your pregnancy throughout the entire pregnancy. And we have some plants that can help you with the last weeks of pregnancy. And with that, I wish you blessings and happiness and a happy pregnancy for those of you that are expecting. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.